Today we shall be talking about the bride's anointing. The bride has her anointing. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21. If you are there, I'll read two verses, verse 9 and verse 10. Can I go on now? Every wandering spirit, I bind you in Jesus' name. It is no bind. Let's be reverent. It's time for the word. And everywhere you must be seated reverently. And personally, when I'm preaching, I'm easily distracted. Please. They send you to come and cut me off. I return you to sender. I must preach. I am anointed to preach, and I shall preach. Verse 9, Revelation chapter 21. He says, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Now, when you come to a revelated ministry like this, please open your ears, because there are things that have been revealed to the bride of Jesus Christ in this age that is not revealed to the denominations. Hallelujah. That's the truth. Every day, let me tell you, every day from all over, particularly Africa, and some European countries too, Spain in particular, because of our telecast, daily telecast on the satellite television, people are hearing things they have not heard before. Just within those short, small minutes, the things we say just in just few minutes every day. There are things that have been revealed to us in this age that the denomination will never know it. See, look at that scripture. It said, come hither and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Then he went and showed him. What did he see? A city. Eh? How can a city not be the wife? Amen. And if you read down, he called that city the New Jerusalem. And you are taught in the denominations that the New Jerusalem is a city. Beautiful city that will come from heaven. But let me tell you, that city is the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 says, we are a chosen generation. How did he put it? A royal. Am I correct? 2 Peter chapter, is it chapter 2? Verse 9. He said, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are a nation. That's why he called us ambassadors. Anyway, I think we have taken that full teaching here before about the New Jerusalem. Praise God. When Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He was not referring to buildings architecturally built. But the important thing here is this. He says, come hither and let me show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. And when he showed him, blessed be the name of the Lord. Go to chapter 19, Revelation chapter 19. What was the interesting thing concerning the bride that he told John, come and see? Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7. This is the way he put it. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen, hallelujah, is not a linen cloth from a factory anywhere. It is not a specially designed cloth from anywhere. What is the fine linen? It is the righteousness of the saints that is depicted by that fine linen. Clean, white. Verse 9. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Of God. In the Bible, we have said it here several times, there are three symbolic women in the Bible. The first one is Revelation chapter 12, Israel. That woman that is described in Revelation chapter 12, you read it from verse 1 there, that woman is Israel. Everything there tells you is Israel. The second woman you see is the woman we have just read, the bride of Jesus Christ, in Revelation chapter 19. There is also Revelation chapter 17. The Bible calls her the great whore, harlot, and the mother of harlots. And that church that you see there is the Catholic Church. Apologies to my Catholic brethren listening to me. You are also in the Bible. Catholic Church is in the Bible. The bride of Jesus Christ, not bride assembly, Jeshao. The bride of Jesus Christ is in the Bible. Israel is in the Bible. And they are all symbolically depicted here as those three women. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And each of these women, God deals with them with an anointing. Israel, hallelujah, after the rapture has taken place, the gospel will go back to Israel and it will go forth with an anointing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in Hosea chapter 6, and if you read it, he spoke about how they were smitten and he will bind them back, and spoke that prophecy there. After 2 days, he will revive them. And we have given you the teaching here that those 2 days, they are referring to the 2,000 years that the gospel left Israel and came to the Gentile. 2,000 years, the gospel will stay with us. After the 2,000 years, the gospel will go back to Israel. And if you go down, he said the way he will come as the latter rain and the former rain. The rain that is referring to there is referring to the anointing. The anointing that he will use when it will be time for their own revival. Israel will soon have a revival. Praise the Lord. But for now, hallelujah, he's dealing with the Gentiles. Among the Gentiles, those two women are among the Gentiles. Revelation 17 and Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 17 speaks about the harlot and the mother of harlots. And what is referring to there is the mother is a woman that gives birth to daughters. The daughters of, that is, as it's referring to the first church that organized and denominated, and God herself married and into all manner of worldliness. That fornication there is a church mixing with some other, you know, the doctrines and this worldliness that we are supposed to keep away from. They started it, and the Protestant churches protested from them, but everything about the Protestant churches is looking exactly like their mama that they came out from. Everything. Tell me the difference between Catholic and Anglican. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They are the first to have headquarters and branches everywhere, which is contrary to the Bible. Contrary to the Bible. But churches that protested from them, it's the same thing. They left and organized themselves the same way Catholic organizes herself. The same way. That's why Catholics, the Roman Catholic Church has no problem with any Protestant church. They know it's a matter of time. You will soon realize that you are one. And they are already doing every effort to bring them together through the Ecumenical Council. We all know that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is dealing with all of them, the denominations. Anytime I say denomination, you know what I mean now. All of them together, now there is an anointing that God is doing, releasing upon them now. Church, that is the interesting thing about the gospel. You need this revelation to know where to stand. Or at least to appreciate God for bringing you so far. Hallelujah. Church, the denominations have the anointing. The anointing there is called the spirit of delusion. It's in the Bible. What is it supposed to do? Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I am saying these things because we have taken them in details. Go get the tapes and listen to them. Listen to them. I have tried to let you know who the denominations are and who we are and why we are not a denomination. There is an anointing that is going on in the denominational setting. It is called the spirit of delusion. What is the spirit of delusion? It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody that has not heard the message I preached, the spirit of delusion? Wave your hand. Wave your hand. Just wave your hand if you have never heard it before. Wave your hand now. Sister, wave your hand. You have not heard us preach before. Put down your hand. It is in the Bible, oh, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And it is a mystery, a deep mystery that people know nothing about. And they are there thinking that they are serving God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. See, let me read it from verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand, concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the day of rapture, shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. You know, this is more than 2 hour message, the spirit of delusion. I just want you to know the type of anointing that is there. I'm not going too deep on that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ will not come. Apostle Paul was saying it at that time. Before Christ will come. Don't say it's coming soon. Say, don't bother yourself before he comes. This is thus said the Lord. People will fall away from this Bible faith that we have been preaching to you people first. That period must come first. There will be a falling away. If you believe the Bible to be true and that there will be a falling away, then you should also believe that there will be a restoration. Hallelujah. There will be a restoration. Hallelujah. If there is no falling away, there will be no ministry of restoration. Go to verse 7. See what he said. For the mystery of iniquity at that time doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That is the Holy Ghost. And when he's taken out of the way, verse 9, verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed. That is the Antichrist. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. And this one that is coming is not an animal, a beast anywhere. He's a religious man. The Antichrist is a church-going man. The head of a church is the Antichrist. That is the mystery. People are looking at the Middle East. Okay, you think it's Al-Qaeda, the leader don't die now. He is in the Bible, with the Bible, his holy Bible. He's a preacher. And we have traced in the Bible, and we see he's coming from Rome. He's coming from Rome. The Bible in Revelation chapter 13 told us how to calculate how the wise shall understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. That is where I am going. Because they, the followers, receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them what? Strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God is saying here, a group of people, he's not talking about unbelievers outside. He's talking about people who supposedly have given their life to Christ. But instead of them to come on the terms of God himself, there are people that are coming to Christ by their own terms. You tell them the truth. No. We're in the period of grace. In the period of grace, don't stop this here or something. It doesn't matter. You know, you just want to live your life normally, but just add Christ on top. That's all. That's how you want. The open Bible show you. No. The Bible say a woman should not wear trouser. No. A Christian woman should not paint her face, dress like a prostitute. No, we are in period of grace. No. The Bible says without holiness, no man will see God. You say nowhere in grace. That is Old Testament. Yet, they want to be going to church. That's what the Bible is saying. They have no love for truth. And yet, it is only the truth that will set you free. That will make you free. Now, he said, because of it, he said, he, God, will give them over to a delusion to make them believe a lie so that in believing that lie, they will follow that lie and be destroyed with Bible in their hand. I say, people walk with God and they don't bother to know who this God is and how he works. The Bible is saying he will give them delusion to make them believe a lie. Since they have no love for truth, follow the lie. How does he achieve it? He uses an anointing. Hallelujah. An anointing on who? The Bible in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the wheat and tares from verse 24 there. And then he explained how that the church, the farm there is the church. Good seed was planted. But while men sleep, the apostles, after they passed away, from AD 300, the enemy came to that same farm, the church, and planted tares there. And after some time, the church that was a church built on holiness, the church that was built, the foundation was on truth, fear. Liars stand and lie in the church. They will die. Ananias and Sapphira. They died. Fear came upon everyone. The Bible says, sinners were afraid to come to church. When they say sinner, it's not unbeliever. We mean members. If you commit sin, you don't go near church for fear. But now, uncle, that parable says, the servants came and saw the farm and saw tares and wheat together. They grow. He said, hey, master, is it not wheat you planted in this farm? How come there are tares everywhere there? See what Christianity has been reduced to. And he said, an enemy has done this. That is why 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, he said the foundation of God standard sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows those he has planted and he knows the ones the enemy has planted. In the church, it's not everybody carrying Bible that is from God. Satan has planted himself there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says, Satan himself disguises himself as what? An angel of light. He said, and it's no marvel if his ministers, Satan has ministers. They also come and disguise as angel of light. In that scripture, he was telling the church that they should beware lest after he has espoused them in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 as a chaste virgin to Christ. He said, beware lest as Satan came in his subtlety. Hallelujah. Came in his subtlety. Came and deceived Eve. Came and did what he did. Lest any other person comes and does the same thing to you. He went back to the Garden of Eden. Satan has ministers. Serpent was a minister of Satan. God told them, you should not eat of this fruit. Satan said, serpent, inspired by the devil. He said, no. Oh. You don't understand the eschatology of the scripture. You don't know what it means. No. You won't die like that. You see, the word die in Greek, this is what it means. And in Hebrew, this is what it means. And in the transportology, if you mix the Hebrew with this, you will get this. So, die. You don't know the meaning of die. Okay, eat it now. You won't die. You see, it's because you don't have understanding. Serpent. Now again, the Bible will say something. Koro. I permit not a woman to teach, nor you usurp authority. A preacher, Gio, Reverend Doctor, will say, no. It was to the Corinthian church. Where is the Bible for Lagos church? Where is the scripture for Nigeria church? It is serpent again talking and people don't know it. It's another serpent talking and people don't know it. Abomination not a woman. It's an abomination for a woman to wear that we pertain to a man. And for a man to wear that with a woman. Somebody said, no, it doesn't matter. It's not the same way serpent talk Eve. It's another serpent talking again. Praise the Lord. And yet, there's a group of people that will say, ride on, pastor. We are telling the women, there's an abomination to deface God's nature, to use chemicals and spoil your hair. Palm hair. You are an African woman. Why do you want your hair to look like American woman? God make mistakes to make you African. You are bleaching your skin. God made a mistake to make you black. You never see those women that will go to carpenter to raise that. Say, I'm short. Let me increase my height. God made a mistake to make you short. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But the man, the pastor himself, has palmed his own hair. Eh? And he's telling you, no, it doesn't matter. And he's showing you his own hair too that he palmed. But now the interesting thing is that this man that is saying everything contrary to the Bible, he's lying to the people, he is anointed. He's anointed. The anointing that is on him, church, listen. The anointing is a genuine anointing from God. That is why I am going. The anointing that is on all of them is anointing from God, but it is anointing for delusion. To make some people believe the lie that he's telling them. So that they will follow him to hell because he himself is a child of hell. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Do you like truth? Eh? If you don't like truth, don't come to Blood Assembly. Oh. Don't come to Blood Assembly. I vow to God that the day he see me lower the gospel, he should take away my life. I told him, try me. You know tomorrow from today. Try me. Give me the opportunity to preach your word. I say, I will say it as it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So if you don't like truth, don't come here. Don't come here. If you come here, we must tell you the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is this revelation that makes us to say, I warn you in this church, don't you say any ministry is occultic. Don't do that. Even if you see a revelation that the person is using occultic power, hold it to yourself. Unless, now you carry and go there where you get the power. Then you are sure you are the witness. But church, There is in the scripture. He, God himself, is the one that's anointing them. He's the one. There are people sitting down in the church, going to church. They call themselves Christian, born again. But all that they want from God, nothing more, is just miracle, 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 healing, deliverance, healing. If you tell them any other thing, hey, prophecy, 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 healing, deliverance. And you tell them, correct water baptism, get out, leave me alone. You tell them, see, get out. All they want is power, healing, deliverance, miracle, signs and wonder. That's it. That's the kind of, he knows. He raised up TB Joshua. Hallelujah. He raised up TB Joshua and anointed him. What did they do there from morning to night? Miracle, signs, and wonder. Miracle, signs, and wonder. Anything else that pertains to salvation, zero. And that is how they'll be following that anointing, and the trumpet will sound. They are still following anointing. The bride is gone. Is the anointing on him false? No! God anointed a false vessel to lead them who have no love for truth. Another group, they are Nollywood. Nollywood. Can't you see how some churches, their members, half of their members, they are actors and actresses. They are stars. They are musicians. Musicians. They come on Sunday, sing in that church. Saturday night, Friday night, they are in a nightclub. And people that want to come to Christ, come to church, dress anyhow. Those same people, if they have appointment with the Lagos State Governor, they will dress well. But when it is time to go to church, they are the ones that will dress. And until those of us who used to go to a nightclub before, there are some churches where you go, there is no difference between a nightclub and them. And yet, they want to speak in tongues. They want to serve Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. How I love Jesus. Jesus said, why call you me Lord, Lord? And do not the things I tell you. Oh, I love Jesus. Then Jesus said, you love me? Say, yes, you love me. Rich man, you want eternal life. Sell everything you have. Sell everything you have. And follow me, you will have eternal life. Oh, yes, now. You want to dress anyhow and serve Jesus Christ. You want to dress like a prostitute and still be a Christian, call a Christian. And so God, look at that group of people. He raised Oyakhilome in Nigeria to be their pastor. Oh yes, it doesn't matter churches. And the anointing on Oyakhilome is genuine anointing of the Holy Ghost. Don't call it all this miracle they say in Arrenji. Maybe Arrenji. Genuine power. Genuine power. It's not Arrenji anything. It's his enemies that are saying that it's Arrenji. Now lie, maybe Arrenji. It's genuine anointing. The cripples will rise and walk and run. If not, how will you believe the lies he's telling you? Hallelujah. It has to be taking place, real, for you to follow him. That is the anointing on the denomination. It is called the spirit of delusion. I told you in 1 Kings chapter 22, the story of Ahab. It's in the Bible. The types are there in the Bible. Ahab killed Naboth on the advice of Jezebel. and collected his piece of land. And God sent a prophet to tell him, that same spot where they leak the blood of Naboth. He said, that is where also they will leak your blood and that your useless wife, Jezebel. And it looks as if years pass. Bill, I say, God, don't forget that prophecy. Suddenly, he said he wants to go for battle, to go and collect that piece of land for Ramoth Gilead. And then we know the story. And Jehoshaphat came to join him to go for that battle. Jehoshaphat, spiritual enough, say, you know, before we go for this battle, let's inquire now. It's our tradition in Israel. Before we do anything, we inquire. He said, prophets, I have them, 400 of them. 400 prophets. 400 though, not four, 400. He called them his prophets. Anyway, they gathered and the anointing came down. And they prophesied, thus said the Lord, Ramoth Gilead is given to you. Amen. You know, every true seed of God, when the Lord is talking, there will be a witness. Eh? Jehoshaphat did not have that witness. Then he said, all these people saying the same thing, shaking their head, falling under anointing. He said, now all the prophets, where you get with this? He said, there is one more. But that one doesn't say anything good concerning me. What is his name? Micaiah. Hallelujah. He said, don't talk like that. Bring him now. Do you know that the messengers that went, they told Micaiah in advance and told him, look, every other person has spoken like this. Don't go and change your own mouth to say what others have said. He said, now what thing God put for my mouth, I will talk now. Anyway, we know the story. Let me cut it short. When he got there, his own revelation was different. He said, I see Israel scattered as a sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, everybody, go back. Don't go for that battle. Ahab said, sure, I told you, you will not say anything good concerning me. Grab him. One of the prophets came and slapped Micaiah with all the doctorate degrees I have in prophecy. Where did the spirit leave me to go to you to talk? Ahab had confidence, said, bind him and put him in the prison yard. Look, inside, till I come back from the battle. He said, that is if you come back alive. My emphasis, hallelujah, is that Micaiah then revealed what was happening. God opened Micaiah's eyes. He saw a meeting in heaven. God and his angels. And God was immediately, Ahab said, I want to go for that battle. God immediately had a meeting. What do we go do to make this man go for that battle and die so that that prophecy will come to pass? This one come like this, this one come like this. Day. One spirit came among them. His word, a lying spirit. He said, okay, God, let me go and do it. He said, tell me how you go do it. He said, I will go among all those his prophets and then I will be prophesying lie to him. So that he will go. It's God that said, that's a good idea. Go ahead. So, all those prophets, they were actually seeing something, but they were seeing it by a lying spirit. Hallelujah. Why? So that Ahab will believe their prophecy and go for that battle and die to fulfill that prophecy. To fulfill Elijah's prophecy. That is the spirit of a delusion. There are people today that God has raised people, God himself, raised people that will lead them to hell. He's using an anointing. That anointing is the anointing for delusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I must add this at this point. among the followers of William Branham, there are two groups there. There is the true vine and the false vine. All of them holding onto the message of William Branham. Mixed multitude following the ministry of that man. And how we God also separate them. Matthew chapter 2. If you are there. Matthew chapter 3, sorry. Matthew chapter 3. Verse 11 and verse 12. I indeed baptize you with water, John the Baptist saying, unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. How many of us are ready for that fire this week? This week, we are ready for that fire. Thank you very much. Verse 12 is my emphasis. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. That chaff was in the same farm. Verse 12 of Matthew chapter 3, that scripture is only the ministry of William Branham that fulfill it. How? When he said that he has a fan in his hand and he will thoroughly purge the floor. He is taking us back to how Israel does it during the time of harvest. You go to the farm, you bring the wheat to the threshing floor, maybe some piece of rock somewhere or cemented spot, and then you gather it because you are bringing them with all manner of nyama there, all from the farm there, all the chaff, all the wheat, everything that, I mean the weeds and the whatever it is, and so, but you want only the wheat. Now the wheat, listen church, the wheat, the real wheat is heavier than the chaff. Eh? Chaff. Chaff. When the Bible speaks about being tossed up and down by every wind of doctrine. Doctrine is a wind that blows people. Wow. People who have no foundation. You see? In Matthew 11, he asked the disciples, the people that came to him. He said, when you went to see John the Baptist, he said, who did you go to see? He said, a reed shaking with the wind. He was not that type of person. He was firm. The doctrine of the Pharisees can never swing him. Hallelujah. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. I'll be a good soldier. I'll die at my post. That's how a true believer should be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, now, he said, the wind of doctrine there. There are people that they hear say, one revelation. Somebody is giving a revelation. So we are. They don't go. Amen. Hallelujah. And this thing is more in the entire message. The denomination, they have the same doctrine everywhere. It's only in the entire message, followers of William Branham, that you see all this confusion. Confusion. Before you know what? They say thunder has been revealed. Thunder has been revealed. Praise God. When that thing came to this country, I think the early 80s or so, came from America. One of those who was working with William Branham said he was bathing one day and then the voice told him that thunder has been revealed. And they released that thing and it caused confusion all around the world. There are the people that we refer to them as thunder brethren. Since 1980, thunder is revealed. Thunder is revealed. And thunder has sounded, and we are still here. Anyway, let me not confuse those hearing for the first time. It was a doctrine that blew some people out of the message of William Branham. And yet, supposedly, they are still holding on to Brother Branham. Say, Brother Branham, say. I remember a teaching that scattered the church. 70 weeks of Daniel. How long more after the rapture? Amen. Some say it's remaining 3.5 years after the rapture. Another one say remaining 7 years. But what did the prophet teach? The prophet made the two statements. In another place, he said it is 7 years. When they asked him in another place again, he said it's remaining 3.5 years. So you are to choose which one. You see how God did it? The fan was the statements that William Branham was making. To cause some people to hold to some things that he said. So that they will go off the message and leave the bride alone. William Branham himself said, if you see, this is how he cleared himself. He said, if you see me make any statement, any teaching that is contrary to the Bible, he said, drop my own and hold on to the Bible. Amen. There are people that say that everything William Branham say is thus said the Lord. I have met them. I have fought some of them. I say everything William Branham say cannot be thus said the Lord. He had his own opinion too. He was a human being, brother. But they are part of those group of people. There are some people again that now say William Branham is Elohim. Elohim, he was like Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. They say William Branham was God in the flesh. There are people that are baptizing in the name of William Marion Branham. Oh yes. There are people that say that Jesus Christ, that all manner of things going on. That is the fan. What they'll do in the threshing floor, they will carry the wheat and together with the chaff, everything. Then two people will hold one edge of that cloth. Four of them. Then there's somebody with a fork. They will take that thing and blow it up. When they throw it up, they will now use that wind. Ooh, pwah, make a wind with it, with that cloth. What happens? The wheat will fall back to the threshing floor, but the chaff will fall one side. The wind will carry it away from the wheat. Amen. Praise the Lord. The average enter message believer, they say Pastor Moses is not in the message. He said he's not in the message. He has gone Pentecostal. Why? They cannot imagine that followers of the ministry of William Branham will have these gifts manifesting like this. They say only William Branham has thus said the Lord. And I asked them, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Elisha followed Elijah. Amen. And Saul is studying the ministry of Elijah. He followed him everywhere he went. And when Elijah was taken away, Elisha received a double portion of that spirit. That anointing came upon him double fold. And William Branham prophesied it. He said, just before the coming of the Lord, he said, this gift that you see operating only in me now, in 1963-64. He said, he see a group of people just before the rapture. He said, it will manifest in the majority. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Instead of enter message believers to come to bride assembly and study and know why we are different from them. They are sitting down there and say, we have gone Pentecostal. Are we not the real Pentecostals? What is Pentecost? It's an experience of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. William Branham said it and they read it. He said, every true church, he said, all the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 those nine spiritual gifts, he said, they must be operating in the church. He said, if there's any church that these gifts don't operate, he said, he will doubt the source of that church. The spirit in that church. When he preached a message, he titled it, Jesus, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Christ himself said, the works that I do, ye shall do. Greater in number shall you also do. We are the followers of William Branham. What made those people from Antioch? They saw them and they gave them the nickname Christians. Why? The same thing Jesus Christ was doing, they were also doing it. That's why they nicknamed them. Now, why we should also be called Brahmites? The most anointed human being that God has used, the most anointed preacher that God has used in this Pentecostal age, is that man William Branham. Nobody has had the gift that that man has had. Mighty miracle signs and wonders. Then his followers that he produced. Where is the evidence you are his followers? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? You see? William Branham gave us that example I've told you before. How Billy Graham, you know Billy Graham in America, he went to India in the 50s. He's still alive now, very old now. He went to India for a crusade. And the Indians came out, say, you be Christian, say, he bring Bible, say, your master say, those who believe in me, the works that I do, they will do also. Your master, Jesus, he was restoring blind eye. The cripples were walking. Oh yeah, sit down here. Oh yeah. Amen. The story said Billy Graham felt so ashamed because he was going there for God so loved the world. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Apostle Paul said, we did not come with enticing words of wisdom of man, but with a demonstration of what? The power and the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. What is the evidence that Jesus is alive? If he cannot heal, if he cannot deliver, praise the Lord. He packed back his baggage from India shamefully and went back to America. And the news got to William Branham. William Branham said that it's because of the problem in Christianity that Billy Graham should have educated them that in the body of Christ, everybody has his own. They would have told him, I have a brother that will come and show that thing you are looking for. Praise the Lord. He said he would have sent for him. Few years after, he now went back to India for his crusade. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There, already he's angry at the experience of Billy Graham. So what he did when they gathered, he told them, hallelujah. He told them, bring your worst cases. Bring them here to the altar. Hallelujah. He brought all of them. There was a particular one that they brought that was blind. He was worshiping the sun god. So every day he would open his eyes, they worship his god. And the rays of the sun blinding his eyes. Ah! Satan is wicked. So he brought him out. He said, so this is what blinding him? They say, yes. He said, your own God blinding you. If my own God open your eyes, will you serve the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Before even talking, the eyes open. The scales fell out. Right before them there. He turned to those at the stage. He said, that they may know. That was his prayer.
That you are the only true God. Now all other gods are works of men. Come down, Lord, and deliver these ones here. Immediately, all of them rose up. All of them rose up. Everybody saw. Hundreds of thousands of Indians gave their life to Christ that day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where is the Lord God of William Branham? William Branham spoke. He said, just before the rapture, God will release an anointing. That anointing that is releasing is the bride's anointing. It's the bride's anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, now. When he said the bride has made herself ready. Revelation chapter 19. Ready in one sense. We have a perfect example in the book of Esther. Queen Esther. In summary about that story, we know it. Esther chapter 1, chapter 2. King Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti. Am I correct? Ahasuerus made a feast and brought his queen, beautiful queen, to show to all his guests. She made Nyanga and refused to come. That story is the story of Israel. Israel was God's queen on earth. Packaged salvation and came to Israel. Israel rejected salvation. Vashti rejected it. The king got angry and then decided to put her away and told them to go and look for another queen. It is the search for that queen that has been going on for the past 2,000 years. That is the mystery of salvation. In the land there, he had seven chamberlains. Seven chamberlains, people who are trained to prepare the queen for the king. That is their specialization, their speciality. Seven of them, a type of the seven stars in the right hand of Jesus Christ, the seven star messengers that he, God, will use in the seven church ages, Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, talking about those churches in Asia, seven church ages. In each age, there was one chamberlain, one star messenger that will bring out the bride for that age for the Lord. He becomes the voice of God to prepare the people. And Esther was among the maidens that went to submit themselves to the chamberlains for the preparation. And it was several maidens. Several maidens that felt they were qualified to be the queen to the king. Several denominations. Several ones. That is the maiden Catholic, maiden choosing, maiden redeemed, maiden Methodist, maiden Assemblies of God, maidens, maiden Deeper Life, maiden Trem, maiden Presbyterian, maiden every denomination you know, they are all talking about when you come to call your people. Remember me, O Lord, my God. They are all preparing. I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. Everyone. They are waiting for the coming of the Lord. They are sure they will go in the rapture. Praise the Lord. But it's not every woman that is qualified to be a queen. There are specifications. There are preconditions. Amen. And you know how Esther was chosen. After they prepared all of them, it was reckoning time. I am telling you the story in Esther chapter 1 and chapter 2. And then, before you know what, in the morning, in the evening, the first one will go for inspection to the palace. He will look at you. I want you to note that, Pastor Thomas, I want you to know that the king did not reject any of them. When you come, if you didn't qualify, he will take you to those other chamberlains that are in charge of concubines. In the morning, he will look at you. If you don't qualify, he will call somebody that you will still be relating to him as his concubine. Church, there is concubine. You can still answer his name. You can still be his wife. You can enjoy anything you want from him, he will give you. But you are not entitled to come to the palace. The palace is reserved for only the queen. Is somebody catching something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is concubine and there is a wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. When it is time for those queen, for those maidens to go for their own inspection, the Bible says that it is what they dress. It's time to dress. It is what they want. They will tell the chamberlain, say, give me a skirt. General King, the way they see that man, if he see my lap, na me go call. So he tear here. After you tear up, finish, they go wear high heel shoe to lift it up. And then painted her face. And painted like a masquerade. Carry Chinese hair, put for hair. Put India on, put for hair. Then America on, for front like this. Then color green, color red, color this. Then carry razor blade. Shave the eyebrow, carry black paint, paint it there, then paint the knee, paint everywhere, then take chain, tie the leg, take chain, tie here. Where are you going? I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. Hallelujah. The Bible says when they go, the king will send for the chamberlain that keeps concubine. Carry this one, go. When it was the turn of Esther, hallelujah, the Bible says that it is only what the chamberlain told her to put on that she put on. Amen. The chamberlain may have told her, don't paint your face. But Esther likes to paint face. But since the chamberlain said, don't paint, he is the king's servant. He knows better than me. He knows what the king likes. Although I like to paint. But since the chamberlain said, I should not paint, so be it. Now you say, now wait till you talk, I go do. Chamberlain said, don't wear trousers here. It is not permitted. It's an abomination for a woman to wear that which pertains to a man. Okay? Esther said, trousers, they make my shape sharp. But since now you talk, I will drop it. The Bible says, it is only what the chamberlain told her. See, earring is a symbol of slavery. You are not a Babylonian woman. You know you are a slave here. Not, a slave cannot be queen, so don't wear earring. The Bible says only what the chamberlain gave her. that she put on. You may be laughing at her. As far as she's concerned, she's looking at the message. What is bothering her is the message. What is the message? What is thus said the Lord? What is God's expectation for now? And as she entered, because she did exactly what the chamberlain told her to do, she received favor from the king. She became the queen. Can I see Queen Esther here? Hey, put down your hand first. You don't understand me, they put up your hand. Hallelujah. Where inside your bag now, a ring is there. Immediately you leave here now, you're going to wear it. We have told you, the chamberlain for this age is the man William Marion Branham. He came with thus say the Lord. Woman, don't wear trousers. He was saying it in America. Oh, you said during winter, what did I go wear? He was telling winter people. And all the followers of William Branham in Europe, in America, no woman wears trousers. And they're in Europe there. Cold catch you. Wear socks. And wear gown, cover up. Wear cover shoe. They go, no be jeans. No be trousers. Go stop cold. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is how Esther became the queen. The rest remained concubine. And she was taken before the king. And she replaced Vashti. The Gentile queen, one of these days the rapture will strike. The first shall be the last. And the last shall be the first. The first was Israel. Salvation went to them. Salvation came to us last. But we shall be in the palace before them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to note that the emphasis here in the story of Esther that qualified her, it was the dressing. The bride has made herself ready. And to her, it is given that she should be arrayed, dressed. In what? Fine linen. It's dress. It's a dress. We know the parable, the story in Matthew chapter 22. The wedding was arranged. And that story is also the story of Israel and God. The feast was organized for them, the marriage feast. But they turned it down. So he had to tell them to go by the byways. And they gathered both good and bad. It's the Gentiles. And the feast was garnished. Was filled up. Then the governor of the feast came for the marriage feast. The Bible says he saw a man there without the wedding garment. And he asked him, how come you are in this feast without the wedding garment? The Bible says what? He was what? Speechless. And I said something. Thank you, brother. I said it. That person that was speechless, it's not a denominational man. That person is in Bride Assembly here now. You heard the message. So which excuse will you give? You had all that you need to know. You know. But you just became so careless. You are in a Bride Assembly here in a church like this. All your attention is on miracles, signs and wonders and prophecies and visions. You are more interested in exercising your gift than knowing what is the perfect will of God. When others are busy dressing themselves in these 21 days, somebody was telling me in a revelation that there are even some people that God is using in this church that they are not participating in that fasting. They are hiding. He said God showed him in a revelation. All I told him is, I said, let this be your song. If you won't go, don't hinder. Because every man will give account of himself. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. They are the ones that will be speechless. We are coming now to prepare ourselves. That garment there is a garment of righteousness. Hallelujah. There is God's standard for now. What is God's righteousness? It's right standing before Him. In every age, He has His standard for righteousness. And His standard for righteousness in this Pentecostal age, this seventh church age, His standard is the end time message that He sent to the church through the ministry of William Marion Abraham. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation chapter 10 verse 7, when He shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as He has declared to His servants, the prophet. We are in the days of the voice. The voice is the message. What is the message? Is all we have been preaching in this church. Come back to Bible Christianity. Come back to Bible Christianity. To the days of the Bible days again. That is the message. That's why we sing, God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Oh, the original. Oh, the original life, the original sin,
the original
world, is what I believe,
the
Son of Man
is revealed,
the seven seal
will be unveiled,
the original
life,
the original sin. We are the Word made flesh today. This is what the Scripture says. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God. That's who we are.
The original.
Hallelujah. The original. Original sin, original Christianity.
Original world.
Oh, it's what I believe. The Son of Man
is revealed.
The seven seal
will be unveiled.
The original
life.
The original sin. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And victory is ours. We are chained down in our past.
True
jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. That's right. It's original. Hallelujah.
Original.
The original world. It's what I believe.
The Son of Man
is revealed. The seven seal
will be unveiled.
The original. The original sin. We are all unto adoption. Full authority and power.
Jesus, we wake and join
for translation in this heart. The day soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God. It's original. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
The original sin.
The original world.
The original world.
It's what I believe.
stars, the seven seals, the original.
Let me hear the sisters, sisters.
Hallelujah.
Say, sister. Let me hear the brothers now. Hallelujah, the original. Still remain 10 minutes. So church, let me tell you something. Praise the Lord. See, this sermon I'm preaching now, I cannot preach it in night vigil. Because it is for the bride. Night vigil, now prayer collectors, they come. Hallelujah. I can't preach this now because it's not an evangelistic message. There are people that have known this church for the past 10 years, but they only come here for programs. Our family deliverance, you saw what happened. Cars parked from here till bus stop. Crowd outside here. No space anywhere here. What for? Family deliverance. That's what they need. See the people that will come here now for Holy Ghost. They are coming for Holy Ghost here. Not, you see, church. They are coming here because they want power. Some of them are coming to get power to start their ministry. They know there is anointing here. They are coming to receive power to cast out devil, power. But church, you know better. Hallelujah. There is the anointing of the Holy Ghost and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know better. Praise the Lord. There is the anointing for you to serve. And it can come on anybody. But there is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that will lead you to salvation. Now it is called the bride's anointing. What is the bride's anointing? It is an awakening anointing. It is an anointing that suddenly wakes you up to begin to think homeward. It is the anointing that came on Daniel when he was in captivity. When he discovered that, according to the prophecy he understood by books, they had spent 68 years out of the 70 years that the Lord ordained for them. Suddenly, there will be an awakening in Daniel. Daniel is a type of the bride. Anointing that comes upon you, and you begin to be heavenly bound, heavenly conscious, more than ever before. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the type of feeling that comes on a young girl as her wedding day is approaching. The closer it is, the more she becomes more anxious. She's thinking, have I got the bridal cloth ready? Is it ready? The flower ready? The bridal tray ready? The cake, uncle? Every time she's busy, everything is having to do with that day. Everything, the venue, uncle, this one, uncle, everything you try to call her attention, the only discussion she would pay attention is anything pertaining to wedding. That is the anointing that God is releasing now for his bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same type of anointing that was on Israel, that awakening when they were in Egypt, suffering in Egypt. Suddenly they heard that God has sent a deliverer for them that they should live. Everywhere there will be, you know, that awakening. Hey, we are going. Hey, they say, That's the kind of anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the anointing that was on Rebecca. When Eliezer said, oh yeah, let's go. Gave all he's supposed to give to the parents. The parents were still telling Rebecca, stay for some more days. Now the later you will go. Now Rebecca said, I'm going. The type of anointing that anything that will bolt you here, will distract you, you will cast it off. That is the bride's anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the effect of the shout. The evidence that you have heard the shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. Or the midnight cry of Matthew chapter 25 and verse 6. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the anointing because there was a cry made. Apostle Paul called it the shout. Behold the bridegroom cometh. And there was a response. That response is a product of the bride's anointing. Suddenly, you're in expectation of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That anointing positions you for the next stage of the rapture, which is the seven thunders, the voice of the archangel. Revelation, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. The first stage is the shout, and then the next one is the voice of the archangel, and that archangel is the archangel in Revelation chapter 10, hallelujah, that stands up with the mercy seat and declares there should be time no longer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when he cried, as a lion roared, seven thunders uttered their voices. And that has to do with the opening of the seventh seal in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 1. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The bright anointing, the righteousness of the saints. Something that differentiates you from other Christians. The stature of perfection. 2 Peter chapter 1. Add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue what? Knowledge. To your knowledge what? Temperance. Temperance what? Patience. Patience what? Godliness. After godliness, brotherly love. Stature of perfection. He said, be perfect. Even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Perfection there comes by this anointing that helps you to live true to the expectation for the hour. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The bride's anointing is the anointing that teaches you. Amen. Suddenly, when you open the Bible, now you understand. See, I didn't go to Bible school. But when I open this Bible, he talks to me through this Bible. You can ask my wife several times, several, regularly. I will run, and sometimes there was a time I woke her up. I said, do you know I didn't understand this scripture before, and now I understand her. It is an anointing. And it leads you to all truth. It will pull you away from error. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The bride's anointing. There are people that are in bride assembly here, but they are not part of the bride's anointing. That's the truth. Especially gifted men and women here. I'm telling you. By some of the things we hear. You see? Well, the foundation of God standing sure. There's nowhere that Satan will not plant his own people. So there's bride assembly, it's no strange thing. So that is why, stop looking onto any man, any woman God is using. Make sure you have a connection with heaven. If not, somebody here will stumble you. That's the truth. That is what that anointing does. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The bride anointing is the eagle anointing. Hallelujah. Why is it the eagle anointing? That is the standard God is using in Revelation chapter 4. For this age, it is the flying eagle. That's why the flying eagle is our symbol. It's our symbol. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the symbol of the anointing for this age. It is the eagle anointing. What does it do? It identifies and counters the spirit of error and deceit. That is what that anointing does. It identifies error. The anointing, it makes you to know a false preacher and a true preacher. And it gives you boldness because it is a contending anointing. Jude said, contend earnestly for the faith I was once delivered unto you. Contend. And when I say contend, you are fond of looking at the denomination and you forget to contend with those that Satan has planted among us here. That's true. Me, my own, I have left the outside on. I have enough to fight inside here. Praise the Lord. There are some people you don't see anymore. There are some people that you see every time, small time, you don't see them again. They are exposed. They will run. Oh yes. And once they have gone, finish, watch. You see the difference between a true seed of God and a tear. notice, and a pair. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Hallelujah. Once you commit, the essence of punishment is to make you know you have done something wrong. A true seed will immediately repent. Because when we drive you out of the church, with a carry one eye, they look you whether you are sober or not. But the tear, once it's exposed, the next thing is, don't mind that brother assembly. Don't mind them. They are false. They are fake. Nobody in brother assembly will make the rapture. They're just deceiving the people there. Don't mind them. Moses, if I tell you what I know concerning Moses, you know, go to brother assembly again. That man is a deceiver. I am telling you, I forwarded a text message that somebody sent here to some of you before. He was a preacher here in this church. Amen. You committed something and the hammer followed you instead of you to repent. You know how they do in Lagos? These agberos, criminals, thieves in Lagos. If you catch thief, you shout, thief, 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 oh, thief, thief, oh. Eh? If you don't do it well, as the people are running and coming, they say, where he will point at you. Thief, 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 thief. Now you get it wrong. Ole, 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 ole. Allah, nahim, go first hit you. Ta, nahim. That's how serpent seeds behave. Praise the Lord. So you to repent. You are busy saying, don't mind pastor. Don't mind pastor. Don't mind pastor. Don't mind pastor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a contending anointing. And I told you people something. Those of you that God is using, all the ministers, everywhere, you are my number one suspect. The reason is this. If Satan is going to hit this church, he will smuggle his own. Before you know what, chap, he's already recognized in the church. Then, when he's positioned, then he will strike. He will strike. Praise the Lord. A minister that is supposed to be preaching righteousness, opposed standard. And then, you begin to hear rumors of fornication. Fornication, rumor of fornication. It should not even... There are some rumors, they should rumor about the minister. It should not include fornication. Any rumor of fornication, you are guilty first until you are proved innocent. I think the law is opposite, Abby. But in brother assembly, you are guilty first because there are some rumors that should not come near a true servant of God. Why should somebody bring rumor? Do you know that Pastor Moses, I saw him with a girl in a hotel. I see, we are two, we see him. Then I'll come and say, it's my junior sister for inside hotel, Abby. It's my junior sister. What are they going to do for hotel with my junior sister? So we know that eyes are on us. Therefore, we are supposed to live a life free of accusations. But if you decide to lie against me, if I am innocent, you are in trouble. You have finished yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is a contending anointing. And it gives boldness. Bright anointing gives you boldness to stand firm and to undergo any condition, as long as you are standing for the truth. If there is no food to eat, you will not bend it. If they refuse to give you anything because no accommodation, no job, nothing, you will not compromise the faith. There is a grace that comes by the bride's anointing that makes you stand different from other Christians. Under any condition, you will stand firm for the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the bride's anointing? It is the anointing that packed Elijah and Enoch in the rapture. Elijah, hallelujah, did not see death. Enoch did not see death. See how we are linked to them. We are in the days of the ministry of Elijah. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And we know that Elijah is anointing. That came 5 times in the Bible. 5 times. The first time, he came on Elijah, the Tishbite. The second one, on Elisha. The third one, on John the Baptist. The fourth one, on the man William Marion Branham, Malachi chapter 4. And the fifth one, Revelation chapter 11, for Israel. Hallelujah. But Elijah did not see death. Therefore, we shall not see death. We shall go in the rapture. Apostle Paul said, in the twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive will be changed. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. What of Enoch? Jude, I think it's verse 7, is it? He said, he referred to, he said, Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Enoch, the seventh from Adam. When the lineage of Adam counted in that generation, he was the seventh generation, he went in the rapture. Telling us that the rapture will strike in the seventh church age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the ones that we go by the way of the translation. That is achieved by the bride's anointing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And like I say, that it is the anointing that separates the wheat from the chaff. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How? Further to what I have said, Abraham is a perfect example. In Genesis chapter 25, the Bible says that Abraham was old and was about to die. Abraham had his children. Praise the Lord. Let's start with before he was old. He had Isaac and Ishmael. Am I correct? Isaac and Ishmael. Church, listen. Two of them, they were all the children of Abraham. Abraham is the one that fathered them. But he fathered them through two different women. Sarah had one. Hagar had one. Sarah had the child of promise. What is the name? Isaac. But the bond woman, the slave, a type of the denomination. That's why we say that nobody, the denomination can never produce anybody for the rapture. Hallelujah. He can never. Denomination can never. Ishmael. Galatians chapter 4. Let me read what Apostle Paul said there. I'm sorry. Let me finish this because from tomorrow we shall be talking to a mixed multitude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4. This is how he put it. Hallelujah. Verse 28. Let me read verse 22 first. Verse 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bond maid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bond woman was born after the flesh. Hey, Jesus. By the idea of man, they produced Ishmael. But he of the free woman was by promise. But they had the same father. Verse 28. Now, we brethren, as Isaac was, we are the children of promise, the bride now. But as then, he that was born after the flesh, Ishmael, persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be here with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Hey, hey. Get the message I preached and I titled that Ishmael shall not be here with Isaac. Get it and get the full sermon and the impact of that message. Hagar is a denomination. It's a type of the denomination. Hallelujah. But all of them hold on to Abraham as the father. And that is true. But the promise, although all of them are answering Jesus, 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 the promise is not for everybody. And what happened? He said they should cast out the child of the bondwoman. And the woman, cast them out, for they will not be here with the son of the free woman. How are they cast out? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, Ishmael was sent away with the mother. Go, 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 go. But they were blessed. Serious blessing. And that is the same blessing I still following them today in the Middle East. I hope you know the Arabs are Ishmaelites. And in the fight that they started when Ishmael was persecuting Isaac, is the same fight that is still on between Israel and the Arabs till now. And the same thing happening spiritually. There is the spiritual church of promise, and there is the denominational church. I read the church history, how the Roman church persecuted those who refused to follow their error. 68 million, according to history, they were killed under first during the years of the martyrdom. Serious tribulation that faced the saints because they refused to follow that church. He said, as Ishmael persecuted Isaac, he said, so are we now persecuted, Apostle Paul, at that time. Amen. Hey, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when he was now about to die, Abraham, in Genesis 25, he called all his children, because after Hagar died, Sarah died, he married Keturah. Keturah was a concubine. Praise God. She also had children for him. The Bible says that he gathered all of them and he gave all the children of the concubine, Abraham now, he gave them what? Say it again, what? Gifts. Amen. Touch something, if I'll just end on that. He gave them gifts and sent them away. With what? Gifts. You see why there are so much gifts in the denomination? And that is all they know. Only gifts. But when he came to Isaac, what did he say? He gave him what? All. All plus the gifts. All. Church, how do I know? There are some things that he whispered to Isaac before he died that those other children of the concubine, they knew nothing about. As soon as they got the gift, they went all around starting up their churches. Come and see. Come and see gift. Come and see gift. 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 That is all they know. You'll attend a church. Revival crusades is going on in some churches. Even the one near us here now. From Monday up to now, they are still giving testimonies. Then after, they'll come and preach 1 15-minute sermon for God, soul of the world. Then say after me. And then they collect offerings. Oh man, I must have 10,000 believers. 10 billion believers. All over the world. You see? And everybody is claiming heaven at last. Amen. But watch it. Ishmael And Isaac, Ishmael, was always persecuting Isaac until the mama got angry. Praise the Lord. See how many years he was older than Isaac. But he was using that might and suppressing him. If bride assembly and Lord choosing, we have the same master, then why are they fighting us? We are in court now. They sent us to court. Yes. But they say, Emeka, you are the one they where they go speak grammar for judge. Amen. How can a church take another church to court? What are we fighting over? Is it land or what? Ishmael fighting Isaac. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Sioux Bride Assembly for how much? As Thomas. Is it 100? 100 million. What did he say we do, Ansef? I forgot. What did he say we do? A church. Eh? A church. Lying, swore an affidavit that I sponsored police to go and arrest him and they locked him up. Swore affidavit and signed it. Praise God. Anyway, we are told that when a case is in court, you don't discuss it. So when we finish, then we go talk. Praise the Lord. But we have been going to court, they don't come. They know they come. Eh? Want them to come and disgrace themselves there. Praise the Lord. It's nothing but Ishmael and Isaac. He gave all those people gift. I was saying something. I say there is something that Abraham told Isaac. Listen carefully. Told Isaac that he didn't tell those people because immediately Abraham died. We go to Genesis chapter 26 and then the Bible says he moved over to Gerar. And when he went there, he began to locate the wells that Abraham dug. Oh! Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. The Bible says, the same wells, he did not dig another new well. It means Abraham told him the location of those wells. The Bible says that the wells that after the death of Abraham, he said, the Philistines, he said, they filled those wells with earth. Earthly doctrines were used to fill the wells of living water. The word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where did you get the doctrine of Trinity from? They covered the true revelation of Trinity. They covered the true revelation of water baptism. They covered the true revelation concerning woman ministry. They covered it. What is true holiness? They covered it. But the Bible says you should not remove the ancient landmarks. Don't remove the ancient landmarks. Hallelujah. Because that part that our apostles, apostolic fathers, they treaded, they walked, there was a pathway they followed to heaven. And there is only one way to heaven. And as they were going, they left marks because they know we shall be coming behind them. We shall follow the same thing and locate it. And follow to where they went. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaac was busy looking for those wells. Those concubines went with gifts. Here we are. That's why it is an anointing that leads us. We come back. Concerning ministry, how was it in the Bible? Operation of gifts. That's why a true bride member will never charge anybody before he pray for you. Directly or indirectly. That's the truth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How did the apostles baptize? We look for it in the Bible. We baptize like the apostles baptize. Hallelujah. Was there a trinity in the Bible? Not three persons in one God in the Bible. Nothing like that. Hallelujah. Where did they get these titles? Reverend Doctor. What do you call it? Senior Apostle. Archbishop. Monsignor, His Grace, His Eminence. And all those titles they bear. We search for the Bible. In the Bible, we didn't see anything like that. We throw it away. We look for the wife of Peter. What was her position in the church? And all the apostles. That's why here, my wife is not the deputy Jew. Hallelujah. And you will not see any special seat they keep for us. Anywhere here. With a rug and specially designed like a king in his palace. Praise the Lord. I am not yapping anybody. This is a product of the bride's anointing. When you receive that anointing, you will speak the way I am speaking. The way I speak is the same way William Branham spoke. And I am not imitating William Branham. I can't help but to speak the way I speak. The truth has no second version. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the truth. The bride's anointing is the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost that leads to salvation. Leads to salvation. And it is important, church, to take note that the Bible says it's not all that say, Lord, Lord. In Matthew 7:21. That we enter into the kingdom. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. He said, many will come that day and say, was it not in your name? We cast out devils. He didn't deny. He gave them gifts after all. He's the one that gave them the gifts now. But he said, I didn't know you. Oh! He said, get thee away, you workers of iniquity. Hallelujah. Many are called. A few are chosen. That's why Peter said, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Luke says, Jesus said in the book of Luke, he says, strive to enter. How will you strive to enter? This period is a period for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Psalm 42 and verse 1 says, as the hart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after the God. That is the attitude. What is the heart? I've explained that to you before. Hallelujah. The heart is an animal. Now when a hunter fires it, blood comes out. He's dying. But there is a nature in him. If he can just run to where there is water. Once he's able to drink that water, the bleeding will stop and he will live. So when the hunter fires him, you see him, the tear race. He's not running from the hunter. Where is he running to? Water. 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 Living water. And the living water this time is the Holy Ghost. That is the attitude. One of these days, the rapture will strike. We are organizing the baptism of the Holy Ghost now. What if this is the last Holy Ghost baptism before the rapture? Why not take this advantage and take advantage now? Use this opportunity and say, Lord, this time around, oh, I must get the Holy Ghost. When others are coming to receive anointing, you are coming to make your calling and election sure. And we have an assurance. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, he said, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. He said, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask? That is the only scripture I hold on to anytime I challenge God for baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do everything you can to attend this program. You say, well, I already have the Holy Ghost, so I don't need, just they pray for now. That's evidence you never get up. That's evidence you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is a portion, a measure of the Spirit of God in you. And you can never have enough of Him. You always want more, more, more. The only man that had the fullness was Jesus Christ. The rest of us, we receive Him in a measure. It's like water. You can't drink and be satisfied. You always come back thirsty again. Somebody that is thirsty for eternal life, the program is arranged for you. Let us stand up. Hymn 283, we close on that. Hallelujah. 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 283. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Another key, please. Hallelujah. Hey. Come to the Savior. We know that song. Hallelujah. Somebody here, who is Brother Chima Israel? He said, Daddy, while the message was going on, the Lord opened my eyes to see a very mighty tree. And when I inquired of the Lord what this tree meant, the Lord ministered to me that during this baptism of the Holy Ghost program, that many will be filled and will be renewed spiritually and physically. The Lord ministered to me that if any sister will refuse, if you will refuse to apply cortex, put away cortex, that He, the Lord, wants to visit such sisters. And again, there is a sister here. If she can leave that man's house that she's living with, has not married her, that He, the Lord, wants to take over her life. Use her mightily. That is, if there is any woman here, you are fornicating, you are prostituting, you are sleeping with a man that has not married you, and brother too, you are keeping a woman in your house, okay, you go keep her for another house, they visit her every time, they sleep there. That's why we are in consecration period now. He said, let them that name the name of the Lord do what? Depart from iniquity. This is a message to somebody. Hymn 283. Everybody now,
come to the Savior, make no delay.
Yeah, in
has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He is standing today. Tenderly say, He comes. Joyful, joyful, with the meeting. From sin, our hearts are pure and free.
Yes, sir.
We shall God, Savior with thee, in our eternal home.
Everybody,
so Father, children. Oh, hear His voice. Let every heart leap on and rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Let us freely take Him our choice. The labor comes. When from sin, our hearts are pure and free.
Yes, sir.
I wish I
could
save your within. In our eternal home. It was a day. Is with us today. He now is blessed. Come and obey. Yeah, now is our Savior. Then I'll say, will you, my children, come? Meeting me,
yes, sir.
Where from sin, our hearts are pure and free.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could save you with me.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Tell 5 people as you go home, you will not die cockroach death. 5 people. You will not die cockroach death.
The Lord. Please, all the members of Church Drama Group, all the members of Church Drama Group, please come for your meeting immediately. God bless you. All the members of Church Drama Group, both old and new members, come to the choir stand, beside the choir stand for your meeting.
Praise the Lord. All the members of Coordinator Department, you are asked to wait. We are having a brief